Outdoor Pro Shops is Dallas' oldest and largest full-line archery shop. Come set up a new bow or change the strings or fine-tune an older bow on our indoor range. We carry a full line of compound and traditional bows in the following brands: Matthews, Mission, Hoyt, Elite, Struthers, Martin, and PSC. Outdoor Pro Shops has it all. Free setup and lesson when you buy a bow. Stop by and tell us you heard this ad and save 10% off any bow sight or 20% off any Black Creek bow case or backpack. Visit us at www.outdoorproshops.com or call 972-414-1969.
Listen up, anglers, because you need to know about the unbeatable prices at Moe's Tackle Unlimited. Moe's is a web-based tackle supply company that offers deep, discounted prices. Lures, hooks, flies, freshwater, and saltwater, Moe's has it covered. Our goal at Moe's Tackle Shop is to provide super service, top-shelf quality, and great prices. Check us out at moestackleshop.com and enter the promo code LoneStarOutdoorShow to save an additional 10% on your order. That's www.moestackleshop.com.
Cable Smith here to tell you about my family friend, Jerry Malzahn, over at Malzahn Landscape. Malzahn Landscape's been serving North Dallas, University Park, and Fort Worth for over 30 years and has done some of the finest landscapes in North Texas. Jerry currently has 200 beautiful specimens of red oaks, cedar elms, live oaks, and crepe myrtles that would make wonderful additions to any yard. For estate grounds maintenance or installation, call the premier landscape company in North Texas. The choice is simple. Malzahn Landscape. Call Jerry at 972-567-1950. That's 972-567-1950 today.
I'm Craig Boddington. I'd like to invite you to become a member of Dallas Safari Club, one of the world's leading hunting and conservation organizations. As a member, you'll receive Game Trails magazine, a monthly newsletter, and invitations to our monthly meetings and special activities. Join Dallas Safari Club, an international organization based in Dallas, supporting hunting and conservation worldwide. For more information, call 800-9-GO-HUNT or visit our website at www.biggame.org.
Full-bodied lagers, what's his next hard-working man? The taste of suds while dealing stud, I surely understand. Trucker speedy, yes indeed, it's nearly getting light. Well, it's time to switch to whiskey, we've been drinking beer all night. You can fish a bass and cut your grass and drink that purple gas. Showing up, put the powerful stuff, it'll knock you on your ass. Like diesel fuel, nobody's fool, gonna wanna get left behind.
Good morning, Texas, and welcome to the Lone Star Outdoors Show. Cable Smith here. That's the Kyle Bennett Band with Time to Switch to Whiskey, their take on a Coeur Blunt tune. If you're a first-time listener, I want to say thanks for checking us out, first of all. And second of all, I promise that you will not be disappointed. You will be entertained, and you will be educated. It'll be the most action-packed hour of outdoor programming in the Lone Star State. I guarantee you that. We've got a great show lined up for you this morning, by the way, as we're going to start things off with CCA Texas Executive Director Robbie Byers coming up here shortly. We're going to get to know Robbie a little bit and then visit with him about the tragic situation in the Gulf of Mexico regarding the Deepwater Horizon oil leak that seemingly cannot be stopped. Then we're going to visit with Chumlee from Pawn Stars. That's right, the History Channel's hit series Pawn Stars, and the star of the show himself, Chumlee, is going to join the Lone Star Outdoors Show. Now, some of y'all might be asking yourselves, what in the world does Chumlee know about being an outdoorsman? And the answer is more than likely nothing, but he does get to fire on a regular basis some of the world's most unique, oldest, and most valuable firearms, and that is very interesting to me. So I hope you'll enjoy that interview. And coming up at the bottom half of the hour, we're going to visit with Wesley Brown, 16-year-old from Canyon Lake, Texas. And Wesley will visit with us about a father-son adventure that him and his dad took to Alaska, which resulted in a record black bear being harvested. So that is what is happening on the show this morning. By the way, congratulations to James Holmes of McKinney, Texas. He was the first caller last week when the Cooper Lake Guide Service commercial played, and he won the trip for two with Steve Pebley and Cooper Lake Guide Service. Also, Game Guard is outfitting James and his fishing partner with their microfiber vented fishing shirts. So congratulations to James. Now, a couple other orders of business here this morning. Nothing for me anyway signifies the beginning of hunting season like the dove opener. And Texas Parks and Wildlife have released the 2010-2011 dove season dates. The north and central zones will open up once again on September 1st, while the south zone opens up on September 17th. Texas does have the most liberal dove season in the country. And we should. We have the most dove. So two thumbs up for Jason Harden and the rest of the migratory folks over at Texas Parks and Wildlife. Well, what do y'all say we bring back an oldie but a goodie and read a little excerpt from our book, Poachers, Crooks, and Other Turkeys, written by our Texas Parks and Wildlife game wardens for the good folks over at Lone Star Outdoor News. This excerpt was from 2008. It's about a couple of dumb Okies who came into our neck of the woods. Valverde County Game Warden Jason Huebner stopped two Oklahoma residents for exceeding their possession limit of largemouth bass. They were about 40 fish over the limit. Cases and civil restitution were filed. All I can say is congratulations, you're a couple of idiots. Hey dummies, newsflash. In Texas, we practice catch and release. Just a thought, I don't know. Maybe if you practiced it, you wouldn't have to come to Texas to catch all our bass. Just saying. Whew. All right, no reason to get riled up over a couple of silly Okies coming to Texas and keeping 40 bass too many. Looking at my run sheet here, we've got one other thing to mention before we take a break, and that is on August 6th, the Lone Star chapter of Delta Waterfowl will be having their annual banquet being held in Rockwall. That's on Friday, August the 6th. Festivities start at 6:30 that evening. I will most definitely be out there, and I'd love to see your smiling face out there as well. Come on out and support the Ducks. That's Friday night, August the 6th. We'll have an awesome silent and live auction, as well as numerous different raffle packages that you could win. Lots of great stuff. So be sure to visit texasdelta.org to find out how you can get your tickets, or the first person to text Delta to 214-289-7807. That's 214-289-7807. First person to text Delta to that number will win a couple's ticket valued at $80. So free admission to the banquet, text Delta to 214-289-7807. Man, not sure how I overlooked this, but glad I saw it here in my notes because it is very important. PETA is planning a protest at the next CABA bass tournament on Lake Ray Hubbard. That is happening on Monday night. Once again, the protest is taking place at the CABA Monday night tournament on Lake Ray Hubbard 2 days from today. I'm going to be out there around 6 o'clock. Now, we are all in this together, whether you bass fish or not. If you enjoy any kind of angling or anything having to do with the outdoor lifestyle and you appreciate those freedoms, then we can't have organizations like PETA treading on our rights. So we need to be out there to support the CABA and this pastime that means so much to all of us. Man, now that we have all that covered, we got to take a break. When we come back, we'll visit with Robbie Byers, the executive director of CCA Texas, only on the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Life's most fleece scars and souvenirs.
Tell us about your scars, boy.
Have a hog problem at your ranch or deer lease? We have the solution. The System Hog Trap comes in two sizes, 17-foot and 30-foot diameter traps. After you trap the hogs, take the top section off the trap and use it for another feeder site to keep the hogs away from the feeder. The system is both a trap and a deer food plot fence. That way you don't waste your money on just a hog trap. Call 940-391-3669 or check out the website at www.goinfencing.com. That's G-I-O-N-fencing.com or call 940-391-3669 today.
Cable Smith here to tell you about my buddy Steve Pebley over at Cooper Lake Guide Service. Fabulous state parks and lodging combined with almost no fishing pressure or boat traffic has caused Cooper Lake to become one of the best hybrid and white bass destinations in Texas. With over a decade of experience on Cooper, Steve knows the lake like the back of his hand. So to learn lake info, see videos and pictures, and learn Steve's best hotspots and waypoints, go to www.cooperlakeguide.net. Or to book a one-of-a-kind fishing trip with my buddy Steve Pebley, call 214-240-0801. That's 214-240-0801. We all need a friend in the gun business, and that's why you should check out B&S Guns. Family owned and operated since 1987, we offer a lifetime warranty on all firearm purchases. At B&S, we have a gunsmith on staff at all times, and our 5,000 square foot building contains all your hunting and firearm needs. Open 7 days a week, we specialize in Nikon, Leopold, Browning, Remington, Swarovski, Benelli, Zeiss, and many more. Conveniently located in Garland, call 972-226-1816 or visit bsgunstore.com. That's bsgunstore.com.
Hey everybody, this is Brian Spagnuolo from TexasMotorCars.com. I'm here today to tell you about the best place in Texas to shop for your next vehicle. TexasMotorCars.com is a family-owned and operated business located in Addison, Texas. We have a huge inventory of pre-owned vehicles and specialize in trucks and SUVs. Please visit TexasMotorCars.com today. Come see me, Brian Spagnuolo. Our phone number is 972-481-1660.
Need to buy a trailer? Well, Big Tex Trailers is running a huge special on all trailers in stock. From four-wheeler trailers to heavy-duty equipment trailers, we have a trailer for every occasion. We also sell and install the widest selection of CM truck beds in the state of Texas. Special orders and trade-ins are welcome, and we have easy financing available. Stop by one of our conveniently located stores in Auburn, Fort Worth, or Rockwall, or visit us on the web at www.bigtextrailerworld.com. Big Tex Trailers, tough as a Texas Longhorn. Call 817-654-9220 today.
Are you looking for the perfect place to send your hunting buddy? Then check out Tioga Retrievers. With over 20 years experience, Angie and Tim Becker can provide you with a field champion or a well-rounded hunting companion. Tioga Retrievers takes pride in catering to the needs of each owner and their dog. Conveniently located 45 miles north of DFW in Aubrey, Texas, Tioga Retrievers also offers day training and boarding. Call 940-440-0018 or visit them online at www.tiogaretrievers.com. That's T-I-O-G-A retrievers.com.
Hey outdoorsmen, deer and turkey seasons have come and gone, but there are still plenty of huge boars out there. And when you take one down, call Texas European Mounts for the perfect way to show off your trophy feral hog. Or maybe you're looking for a beautiful plaque to show off your spring gobbler. Well, they have a full lineup of fan mounting kits too. Check out www.texaseuropeanmounts.com or give Jacob a call at 940-631-4334. That's texaseuropeanmounts.com.
Hey outdoorsmen, it's that time of year again. The wind is changing and the temps are rising, so let's put away the camo and guns and get the tackle box ready. We all know that you're familiar with Game Guard, the official camo of the Lone Star State. Well, they're at it again, and now they're making a real difference in the fishing apparel industry. Game Guard is bringing that same commitment to quality and technical apparel to those guys and gals on the water. Game Guard's vent back shirts are offered in 7 great colors and perform like no others. Game Guard is Texas-based, family-owned, and committed to their loyal customers. Fishermen have many choices when it comes to apparel, and Game Guard is dedicated to earning their business. So be sure to ask for Game Guard at your local hunting or fishing retailer, or go to www.gameguard.net. Game Guard, the official outdoor apparel of the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Hi, this is Bob Marshall, conservation editor of Field & Stream magazine, and you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
You might wonder why I bought them, and I might tell you if I knew. Thunderstorms and Tyler roses always make me think of you.
Cable Smith welcoming you back to this morning's presentation. A sad but yet beautiful tune there by Brian Burns. Thunderstorms and Tyler roses. Thought it only fitting this morning as much of our state is mired in a sad situation with the recent flooding, especially in the southern part of the state. And our thoughts and prayers go out to all of our Texas brothers and sisters out there who have been affected by the recent flooding. Well, I wish I could say that this next interview would lighten the mood a little bit, but honestly, I don't think it's going to. With the recent tragedy in the Gulf Coast, as far as the gigantic oil spill goes, the end does not even appear to be in sight. They have not gotten the oil well capped yet, and hundreds upon hundreds of thousands of barrels of oil continue to seep into the Gulf of Mexico. And while Texas has not yet been directly affected by this man-made disaster, our neighbors to the east in Louisiana and Mississippi have been hit hard. And that's why I've asked the Coastal Conservation Association of Texas Executive Director Robbie Byers to join the program this morning to not only shed some light on what's going on with the Deepwater Horizon oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico, but also to tell us about CCA, give us a little history, and let us know how we can make a difference, because ultimately, outdoorsmen and women are the biggest conservationists out there. So Robbie, I appreciate you joining the show this morning.
Yep, I appreciate you having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Now, I'm sure that you've been pretty busy lately due to the recent tragedy in the Gulf Coast region.
Well, I'd like to say that I'm not near as busy as our other states, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida, I think right now are obviously getting a little more attention than we are. We did actually get a report of some tar hitting Texas Beach, but I don't think we're in near the shape that Louisiana and Mississippi and Alabama are right now. So we're keeping our fingers crossed, and I'm sure that CCA's time will come when we can certainly all help out and try and clean this disaster up.
Yep, it is a sad deal indeed, but we'll get back into the oil leak in a second. Right now, tell me about the history of CCA Texas and talk about a couple of y'all's greatest achievements here in the Lone Star State.
Well, you know, a little history. It was founded by 14 recreational fishermen that were concerned about the commercial gillnet fishermen depleting the redfish and trout. And then from there, it turned into something, you know, beyond everyone's means. I mean, we're in 17 states now, from Texas all the way up to Maine. We're now on the Pacific Coast with Washington State and Oregon as well. Those 14 turned into 100,000 members. So it really has just gone leaps and bounds. I'd say, you know, as far as Texas goes, one of our biggest accomplishments was probably getting all the gillnets out of the water, which was really the beginning of the turnaround for speckled trout and redfish. We're partners in two hatcheries, which I would have to say is one of our top accomplishments as well. And those hatcheries, you know, are producing millions of redfish and trout fingerlings, supplementing our bay system as well. So I'd say that's probably two of our biggest feats to date.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I was just down in Port Aransas a couple weekends ago, actually enjoying the wonderful redfish and trout fishery. And getting those gillnets out of our Texas bays, along with Texas Parks and Wildlife's work establishing the slot limit for redfish, are two of the most monumental conservation successes ever to occur in Texas, in my opinion. Well, Robbie, seeing as how this is your first time on the Lone Star Outdoors show, and you're the executive director of one of the most important conservation groups in the Lone Star State, let's get to know you a little bit. Talk about how you became involved with CCA Texas.
Well, it's kind of, being at the right place at the right time. You know, one of those stories. A friend of mine I went to college with, his wife was my boss at that time's assistant. And we had a person that had left CCA to go pursue other jobs, and an opening was found, and she kind of pushed me through the system and got me an interview, and I was hired. So one of those, you know, just being at the right place at the right time. Mm-hmm. I think we have a staff here of 11 that work for Texas, and, you know, everybody just really enjoys their job. I mean, it's a great topic, great organization to be involved with, and you know, openings don't come open very often, so I feel very fortunate that I was able to begin here.
And how long have you been the acting executive director?
3 years. Okay. And I've been with CCA for 13.
Well, Robbie, what's your favorite type of angling?
Well, to be honest with you, with team sports that I'm involved with my son right now, it's fishing has certainly been put on the back burner. But if I was to pick, I've always been a wade fisherman with artificial lures, so if I had my pick. But I certainly enjoy taking my kids fishing, which obviously has changed the way I like to fish for obvious reasons. But it's, you know, it's certainly good to be out on the water when you have time, that's for sure.
No doubt about that. Well, CCA has had its hands full with this oil spill, and Louisiana, our neighbors to the east, look like their fishery may never recover. Is that a real threat for us here in Texas? I guess maybe tell me what your biggest fear is.
Well, you know, I think there's just so many unknowns, you know, especially with hurricane season. We were fortunate enough that the first one went, you know, straight into Mexico, which looks like this other tropical storm's going to do the same. But, you know, I think your guess and my guess is just as good as anybody's if we were to have a hurricane come toward the Louisiana or Alabama or Mississippi coast. What's it going to do to all that oil, especially since it hadn't even been capped yet? So, you know, there's just so many unknowns, and I don't think we're going to see the effects of this oil spill for years to come.
Mm.
You know, because no one really knows, you know, all that, you know, as long as you can't see that oil, you know, no one really knows the damage. I mean, when it comes, washes up on the beach, everybody can see it. When it washes up into the marsh grasses, they can see that. When it covers up birds, they can see that. But what kind of larva, what kind of fish is that oil affecting? And all the dispersants that are being sprayed, I mean, there's just so many unknowns that could be happening to the ecosystem out there in the Gulf.
Well, one thing's for sure, and that's that people's lives have been ruined by this ordeal, you know, and BP's taken a lot of heat, and deservedly so. But let me ask you, can this thing be capped, and do you believe that BP is doing everything they can?
You know, golly, when you're drilling that deep, I mean, I'm certainly not an expert by any means, and I know that they certainly want that thing capped as much as anybody, so I'm sure they're doing everything they can to stop that oil from continuing flowing into the Gulf. So I don't know. I know that they certainly have a lot of people working on it. They have, you know, a crisis center set up here in Houston that actually our president went to visit a couple weeks ago. And I think he was very impressed with all the great minds that are sitting around trying to figure out how to get this oil stopped.
Mm-hmm. Well, the saddest part, in my opinion, is just the people whose lives have been affected so drastically by this oil leak. You know, fishermen, whether you're a shrimper, whether you're a bay guide, commercial fisherman, it doesn't matter. Your livelihood has been altered, maybe forever, who knows? But you and I both know, you know, probably quite a few Texas fishing guides, and I just can't imagine all of those people being without jobs. I mean, great guys, great outdoorsmen, great friends, you know, entire areas have been closed completely to all types of fishing.
It's certainly devastating and, you know, a tragedy in every sense. I think, you know, the rebuilding, you know, really can't begin yet, obviously, you know, with the spill still going on. So I think the priority is to get the thing capped. And then once that happens, then, you know, the cleanup can begin. All of our CCA states have been in contact with NOAA, all their, you know, their local fisheries, wildlife fisheries, us Texas Parks and Wildlife, as well as the General Land Office, letting everyone know that when the time comes and when your volunteers are needed, we want to be the first ones to be called, and we can provide armies of volunteers to start helping clean this up.
Well, tell us how we can get involved and help make a difference in this fight.
Well, you can help by joining the organization if you're not a member. I mean, it's $25 a year, and you can join online at ccatexas.org. Or you can go to our national site, joincca.org, and sign up as a CCA member. If you are already a member, just make sure your information is current. We have your current email address, because when that time does come that we get the word that, hey, they do need our help, we want to be able to access our membership and be able to get in contact with all of them. So just make sure that you are updated, current, and we have all your current information. If you wanted to make a contribution, we have a building conservation fund that we've set up that will be used for habitat projects up and down the Gulf Coast for this cleanup. So and that's on our national site as well, joincca.org.
Well, I know that we all have our own very different financial situations, but if you can scrape together $25 and join CCA, I strongly suggest that you do that. You'll also get a great publication with your membership.
Yep, you get two. Actually, you get our national publication, which is Tide. It goes to all of our members, and then we have a state publication called Currents that goes to our Texas membership. So you'll get an issue of one or the other every other month. So you're constantly getting something to read about CCA throughout the year.
And also, if you want to take it a step further and join your local CCA chapter, remember that they're not restricted to just coastal communities. There's chapters all over Texas.
Correct. We have 56 chapters here in Texas. We have a chapter in Midland. We have a chapter in Lubbock. We have a chapter there in Dallas. Actually, we have three in your Dallas area. We have Midlothian, which is just south of you. We have a Fort Worth chapter and a Dallas chapter. So we have three right there. So we have the state pretty covered. So if you're in an area, that chances are we have a chapter that's very close to you.
Well, just to reiterate, I encourage everyone to get involved with the Coastal Conservation Association of Texas so that when the time does come, we're ready to unite and get this mess cleaned up.
We need everybody we can to get involved and help us make a difference.
Well, Robbie Byers, Executive Director of CCA Texas, it's been real nice getting to know you this morning. And hopefully next time we visit, it'll be under more positive circumstances.
Cable, appreciate you having me.
Well, we've got to take a quick break. When we come back, what do you say we lighten things up just a little bit? And we'll do that by visiting with Chumlee of the History Channel's hit series Pawn Stars, only on the Lone Star Outdoor Show. Forever, grave digger, when you dig my grave, would you make it shallow so I can feel the rain? Grave digger. There's a Texas-sized buzz rippling through the fishing industry as Brass and Blades lures have taken center stage. State-of-the-art engineering offers a unique double hook, custom blade, exclusive anti-roll bend design, and even a semi-flex hook joint that bends with the movement of the fish. Brass and Blades boasts the premier lead-free buzz and chatterbaits on the market. Check out Brass and Blades lures at www.brassandblades.com. Made for real fishermen by real fishermen. It's the bait with twice the bite. Visit brassandblades.com and see for yourself today.
Come experience the beef jerky outlet by Bass Pro Shops in Garland. We carry the best jerkies, 8 different flavors of Sunland peanut butter, and a wide range of hot sauces and delicious salsas. Ever try deep-fried peanuts? They are so good you can eat the whole shell. We also have gourmet Wisconsin cheeses available to sample. You can also enjoy our edible crickets, worms, and scorpion suckers. So let the outdoorsman in you experience the beef jerky outlet for yourself. Check out our website at www.dallasjerky.com. Beef Jerky Outlet, located by the Bass Pro Shops in Garland.
Cable Smith to tell you about one of the greatest hunting packages I've ever seen. My buddy Mike McKinney with WTHO is offering up a group trophy hunt near El Dorado. It includes 5 days of guided low fence hunting for up to 5 hunters. You get to harvest 4 trophy bucks, 8 does, 4 turkeys, and cull bucks. All that for only 11 grand. The package also includes lodging, meals, and game cleaning. 5 hunters, 5 days on the hunt of a lifetime. Visit westtexashuntorg.com or call Mike at 915-328-0645. That's Mike McKinney at 915-328-0645.
Outdoorsmen are always looking for the best way to prepare our meats, and that's why you should check out Smoke and Tex. Smoke and Tex builds fully electric, portable, stainless steel ovens that are built to last. We feature amazing customer service with an industry-best 2-year warranty. Visit us at www.smokeandtex.com for the easiest way to gently cook moist and tender brisket, ribs, chicken, fish, and wild game. Prep the food, load the oven, add wood, set the temperature, and walk away. The static air environment locks in the flavor for you. Call 888-922-1511 or visit us at smokeandtex.com and tell them you heard about it on the Lone Star Outdoor Show for an exclusive special.
Razorback Ranch is earning a reputation as the premier wild boar hunting destination in Texas. Located between Dallas and Houston in Crockett, we are the perfect weekend getaway. Family friendly with a game room and flat screen TVs in the cabins, our accommodations are top notch. Select boars ranging from 60 to 200 pounds to bow or rifle hunt. Hunters are welcome to hunt hogs at feeders or chase them through creek bottoms and heavy brush. Call 713-203-3860 or visit RazorbackRanch.com. That's RazorbackRanch.com to book your trophy hog hunt today. Whether you need lights for your boat, dock, or anything else, Wildcat Lighting is the answer. Our patent-pending LED lighting system is innovative and practical. Backed by a 1-year warranty, there isn't a brighter boat light on the market. Wildcat builds custom lighting systems for hunting, fishing, or recreational hobbies. So whether you're looking to bring in bait fish at night, show your bling on your wake boat, or rest easy knowing that other boaters can always see you, Wildcat Lighting has the answer. Visit wildcatlighting.com to see the lights. That's wildcatlighting.com. Sand Bass and Guide Service provides the most action-packed fishing trips in North Texas. Guide Bob Lamarche specializes in sandies and stripers on Lake Louisville and sandies on beautiful Lake Ray Roberts. Bob provides all the tackle and cleans and bags your fish. Sand Bass fishing can be non-stop action and is ideal for getting kids out on the water. Sand Bass and Guide Service offers full and half-day trips. Want to beat the Texas heat? Book a night trip. Call Bob Lamarche at 469-328-7706 or check him out at www.sandbassguide.com. That's sandbassguide.com. Uncle Ted jamming out there with his tune Tooth, Fang, and Claw. That's off his album Hunt Music. Be sure to check that out as the Motor City Madman keeps on rocking, even into his 60s. Now, if you're just tuning in, I'm Cable Smith, and this is the one and only Lone Star Outdoors Show. Well, I've got to be honest with you guys, as our next guest probably doesn't know squat about hunting or fishing, but he does routinely get to fire some of the world's most rare, most expensive, and oldest firearms on the planet. And if you're a fan of the History Channel, like I am, then you're probably a big fan of Pawn Stars, like myself. And you know where this is going. We're not talking with Rick. No, we're not talking with the old man. And we're definitely not talking with Big Hoss. We're talking to the star of stars. That's right, Chum Lee. Welcome to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me.
So, Chum, in your wildest dreams, did you ever imagine that you would become this iconic TV star?
I still don't consider myself some big TV star. Every morning I wake up and I'm still Chum Lee.
Chum, there are people out there this morning walking around this country sporting a T-shirt with your face on the front.
No, yeah, you know, it's crazy, and I never imagined that it would come to this. Even if it lasted 10 years, I never imagined that the show would be this popular. There's 1,000 people a day in line, standing in the desert sun just to come in and see us.
Wow, that is insane. 2,000 people standing out there just to get into the pawn shop. Well, Chum, this is a hunting and fishing show. You do know that, right?
Yes, I do.
Well, I honestly have no idea whether or not you've hunted or fished in your life. But either way, tell me a little bit about your experiences in the outdoors.
You know, I have never been hunting, although my sister's husband bow hunts every year. And I haven't been fishing for quite a while. Lake Mead just isn't the best place to go fishing, so it's hard to get out and go fishing in Las Vegas, and pretty much got to go northern Nevada to go hunting.
Well, I take it that you're at work this morning, as I'm hearing some sirens in the background.
Yes, I'm at work. It's hard to find a quiet place at the pawn shop. I'm in the back right now. We're actually under a remodel, so it's pretty noisy everywhere I go right now.
Yeah.
Oh, right on. Well, Chum, this may come as a shock to you, but I didn't really have you pegged as much of an outdoorsman at all. But I am a huge fan of the show, and the real reason I wanted to have you on this morning is because you get to handle so many cool weapons at the pawn shop, some of them with a lot of historical significance and worth lots and lots of money. So what's the most valuable weapon that you've ever seen come through the front door?
We get guns in here all the time that are valuable, but we have a samurai sword from the 1400s that's actually upwards of $10,000, and it's not in the greatest condition either, so...
Wow, 1400s.
Yeah, the thing is literally held together with string and chopsticks. Pretty crazy.
Well, it's no secret that when these antique, century-old firearms come into the pawn shop, Rick always wants to see them fired because they're worth more money if they actually work. And that seems to be where you come in, Chum, as you're kind of a guinea pig when it comes to firing these 100-year-old weapons that could potentially blow your hand off. I mean, that's no way to treat the MVP of the show.
That's kind of been my role here always, just to try things out and make sure they work properly. You know, if someone's going to get hurt, I guess they feel the company would be at least lost with me. So the Harrisons need to keep their limbs intact. You know, I tell people that I don't look at it as I'm the guinea pig. I mean, I'm firing guns that guys dream about firing. You know, I fire stuff that, you know, people get the opportunity to fire once in a lifetime if they're lucky, and I'm firing handfuls of these guns, you know? So I look at it as a privilege more than like being the guinea pig.
Oh, no, in all honesty, it is very cool, you know, just to be able to hold some of those guns. I mean, it's incredible. And then to be able to fire them on top of that, you do have a pretty cool job, man. And that 300-year-old blunderbuss, oh, that looked like a lot of fun to shoot.
You know, that was awesome, and actually just 2 days ago we bought a small version, which would be something one of the richer families would have for one of their children or something like that. Kind of like a child size one, you know, go shooting with dad.
Uh-huh. And my favorite thing about the blunderbuss is you just grab whatever's handy, rocks, shrapnel, doesn't matter. Who needs bullets? Just shove stuff down there, point, and boom.
And those days on the battlefield, you know, you're running around in the heat of the moment, grab a handful of sand and throw it in there, and, you know, some rocks are going to fire. You crush up some glass, whatever you may find, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You have projectile, whatever.
I think cramming a bunch of nails down there might be my favorite idea.
Yeah, that would be painful if you're on the other end of it.
Well, I was going to ask you what knife or blade was the most valuable in the pawn shop, but you kind of answered that already with the 1400s samurai sword worth 10 grand. So let's shift gears and talk about Chum being Chum. What item did you get into the most trouble for purchasing?
You know, I get in trouble all the time for, not so much lately, but I never get in trouble for buying a gun because I always have to ask Rick because we don't have a license here to buy firearms, so we can only buy antique firearms. Before 1896.
Really? I did not know that. Only pre-1896 firearms. I guess it makes sense, though, because I've never seen Rick on there trying to lowball somebody over a Glock.
Yeah, so a lot of people don't realize that. We get regular guns coming to the store all the time. We only deal in antique firearms. So it's really, you got to be really careful, and you got to make sure you don't buy something that's older than 1896, or you'll get in a lot of trouble. So when it comes to guns, you know, we always ask. You know, I bought my fair share of fake knives and daggers.
Yeah, who wouldn't buy their fair share of fake knives and daggers, you know? Well, hey, Chum, I'm not going to lie. I thought that the mini Indian motorcycle you were riding around on might have had the potential to buckle underneath you. What has been the most expensive item that you've broken at the pawn shop?
Actually, we had it was a cello or an old stand-up bass, something like that. It was like, I think, $20,000, $25,000, and I leaned it up against the wall, not very good, and it fell over as I was walking away and crushed into pieces. And that was on pawn, too. It wasn't something we had bought. So we actually, not only did we had to pay for it, and we had to tell the customer, hey, we broke an antique cello. But he was a really good customer, and he wanted to sell it anyways. We just didn't want to pay the price, so we ended up having to pay that price.
Oh, wow, $25,000, that's a pretty expensive hit there.
It was, you know, they kept me around, so I'm thankful for that.
Oh, man, Chum. Well, let's shift gears here. Now, did Big Hoss and Rick pay up after you whipped their butts in that archery shootout?
Yeah, you know, if we make a lot of bets, and the one I think you're talking about is the one where I told them they either had to pay me or they could admit that I won. If I'm not mistaken, mm-hmm. Neither of them wanted to admit that I was the winner, so... They both paid up, you know? Out here in Las Vegas, you got to be a man of your word when you bet, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was willing to let them get off easy, just admit Chumley's the winner, but, you know, they would have rather spent the money.
Well, all of America saw it on TV and knows that you're the best.
You know, that's all that counts.
Once again, we're visiting with Chumley of the History Channel's hit show Pawn Stars here on the Lone Star Outdoors Show. Now, Chum, you guys cuss like a bunch of sailors. There's four-letter words being bleeped out of the show all the time, it seems like. What did the old man do with the money that was in the cuss jar?
We're still not sure. He told us he donated it to charity, but you never know with him. I believe he donated to the women's charity. Now we have it out, and we pretty much have stopped our cussing as much as we can because it gets pretty expensive with that jar out.
Yeah.
But now we have it out in the store, so... You know, if anyone curses in the store, you know, people come in all the time and watch the show, and they want to curse and put a dollar in it, you know. So we leave it out there, and we donate it to charity.
Well, as long as they're cussing for a good cause, I guess. Chum, I've got to put you on the Smoke and Text hot seat for a rapid-fire Q&A session. So here we go. What is the most odd hunting item that someone has tried to pawn?
I guess it would be the Big Bong squirrel rifle. I've never seen it. It's so heavy, I can't imagine anyone hunting with it. Throwing your arms, I can't imagine holding that thing up.
Now, are you the great actor that you appear to be on the show, or do you just have us all duped and you're really that absent-minded?
I'm definitely not an actor. I've never taken a drama class. I've never had acting in school. So, I mean, you can classify me how you classify me, but what you see is pretty much what you get.
Well, you got to stay true to yourself. Now, who's scarier, Rick or the old man?
Oh, man, the old man takes that one by far, you know. Rick's a nice guy. He'll let me get away with a lot. The old man, he ain't cutting it. He's an old Navy man, so You do what he says.
Who gets more chicks, you or Big Hoss?
Oh, man, you know it's me. Big Hoss is married.
Makes sense, I guess. Favorite item of any kind in the pawn shop?
You know, once again, it's going to be that samurai sword. That thing is just so old. It's so cool. I mean, we got championship rings. We got boxing belts. We got World Series rings, NBA championship rings. And still, we got Olympic medals. And that samurai sword to me is beautiful. You know, it's so old. And they still make them the same way today.
What do you know about the NRA?
I know that we should be allowed to have guns. NRA is good, man. I mean, I don't see nothing wrong with it.
Awesome.
America should have the right to bear whatever they choose.
Well, Chum, seeing as how you're the star of the show, are there plans in the works for you to get your own show sometime?
You know, right now I wouldn't dare leave this show. I mean, we're number one on Monday nights almost every week in a row. We've been, like, I think 3 or 4 weeks in a row, number one on Monday. We're getting over 6 million viewers every Monday night. We're getting 4 million on our reruns. I work with a handful of my friends. We got 43 employees at the shop. You know, I've known Corey and Rick forever. This is just a dream comes true to be able to do something like this with people you've known your whole life. And fun as it would be to do my own show, I can never leave this show. As long as this show's around, this is going to be what I'm doing.
Well, maybe someday we'll have a Chumley spinoff of Pawn Stars.
Hey, for the love of Chum.
That sounds good to me, man. Chum, if you were into hunting, what animal would you most like to hunt?
I would like to hunt a buffalo, because it's very rare that you get to hunt a buffalo, you know. So, you know, I think that it would be great to just actually go out on a, you know, on a big piece of land and track a buffalo and hunt it.
Good choice, good choice. Would you like to help me straighten out the guys from American Pickers? I love the show, but Mike and Frank look like they might need to get beat up or something. I don't know.
Hey, you know, say what you want about the American Pickers. Those are my boys. You know, not every show is for everybody, but they're doing a good thing. It's not the same kind of show as Pawn Stars, so it's maybe not going to pull the same crowd, but they're doing their thing.
Oh, Chum, I'm just messing with you, buddy. I like American Pickers. It's actually a great show, and Mike and Frank are all right with me. It comes on after Pawn Stars every Monday evening on the History Channel. Well, Chumley, we are out of time for this morning. I really appreciate you waking up early and being a part of the Lone Star Outdoors show.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's my pleasure.
Oh, of course, man. Pawn Stars has lots of fans down here in the Lone Star State. And speaking of which, Chum, I forgot to ask you, have you ever made it down to Texas before?
You know, I haven't, but we're hoping to get out that way. We're doing a lot of personal appearances, and we're going on a Pawn Stars tour here. We're going to be bringing kind of like a Pawn Stars roadshow. So we're going from city to city, and you can bring us your stuff, and we can evaluate it and have the opportunity to purchase it from you or tell you what it is. So we're trying to get something lined up in every city right now that's in the works.
Chum, I'm a radio talk show host, not some big TV star. I mean, I don't even have a wooden nickel.
So come out and say hi.
Now that I can do. Chum, we'll be checking in on you every Monday night. Set your DVRs. Pawn Stars comes on 9 o'clock on the History Channel. Chum, thanks again. We'll talk to you soon, bud.
Hey, you got to tune in every week. You never know what's going to happen.
You know we will. Take care, buddy.
Thanks for having us.
Out there he goes, the affable and one and only Chumley. And that was a lot of fun, for me anyway. Hope y'all enjoyed it. We've got to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk to 16-year-old Wesley Brown of Canyon Lake, Texas. Wesley recently came back from Alaska after going on the black bear hunt of a lifetime. And we'll get Wesley to give us all the details about that memorable hunt. All that coming up right here, only on the Lone Star Outdoors Show.
My baby, she talks softly. My baby, she found out you catch more flies with honey, more with a whisper than a shout. My baby, she don't scold me. She don't like to fight. She knows a little secret how to keep me home at night.
Southern Deer Stands manufactures the only high-quality, lightweight, aluminum-insulated hunting blinds on the market, providing years of use without any maintenance. That's right, no more rotting, rusting, or repairing. Just hunting. Southern Deer Stands product lineup includes tower blinds with staircases, trailer blinds, and ground blinds on skids. We also have deer blind windows, doors, tower stands, and more. Whether you need one or 20 blinds, we'll deliver and set up right on your ranch or lease. Call Rob at 214-551-1530 or visit us at www.southerndeerstands.com.
Howdy, range listeners. Les Mundy here, owner and operator of Double Diamond Outfitters, Texas premier outfitting service. I'm currently booking South Texas Trophy whitetail hunts, as well as exotic hunts for axis and fallow deer, red stag, and many others. Check out my website at www.huntdoublediamond.com to find out about my West Texas Trophy Audad and pronghorn antelope hunt. Fall whitetail hunts are going fast, so call me, Wes, at 210-602-3118, or visit huntdoublediamond.com and let me take you on the hunt of a lifetime.
Need to buy a trailer? Well, Big Tex Trailers is running a huge special on all trailers in stock. From four-wheeler trailers to heavy-duty equipment trailers, we have a trailer for every occasion. We also sell and install the widest selection of CM truck beds in the state of Texas. Special orders and trade-ins are welcome, and we have easy financing available. Stop by one of our conveniently located stores in Aubrey, Fort Worth, or Rockwall, or visit us on the web at www.bigtextrailerworld.com. Big Tex Trailers, tough as a Texas Longhorn. Call 817-654-9220 today.
Largemouth bass are king in Texas, and that's why anglers are choosing Spitfire Jigs. Check out our user-friendly website at www.spitfirejigs.com to view an extensive selection of skirts that you can match with one of our detailed hybrid, wood, finesse, football, or screwball jig heads. The attention to detail and realistic eyes on our hybrid jig make the most versatile jig in any angler's tackle box. To date, Spitfire Jigs are responsible for landing 2 Texas share lunkers. Visit spitfirejigs.com to order your go-to jig today. Spitfire Jigs, feel the fire. Every sportsman needs a gun safe to protect his gun collection, and that's why I called my buddies at A&C Gun Safes. A&C is a family-owned business that prides itself on having the best customer service policy in the industry. A&C Gun Safe specializes in Winchester safes as well as new lightly scratched or dented safes that they sell to outdoorsmen at huge discounted prices. They also guarantee safe shipping on every order. Call Adam at 817-228-1184 or check out their great selection of gun safes at www.acsafes.com. That's acsafes.com.
Hi, this is professional bass angler Kelly Jordan, and if I'm not on the lake or in the deer stand, there's a good chance I'll be listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
All right, Cable Smith welcoming you back to this morning's presentation. This segment is proudly brought to you by Rustic Reminders and Big Tex Trailers, built tough as a Texas Longhorn. Well, my next guest this morning is a very special young Texas outdoorsman who this summer went on the Alaskan black bear hunt of a lifetime. If you have the most recent edition of Texas Trophy Hunter magazine, you probably saw the article in there. So without further ado, it is my pleasure to introduce 16-year-old Wesley Brown of Canyon Lake, Texas. Wesley, thanks for waking up early with me, and welcome to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Glad to be here.
Well, I'm certainly glad to have you. So, Wesley, you pretty much grew up hunting everything Texas has to offer, and specifically, you're a huge whitetail fanatic.
Oh, sure. I've been hunting whitetails for as long as I can remember.
So you've been hunting whitetails your whole life. Now, your dad, who's also an avid outdoorsman, brings up the subject of you possibly joining him on an Alaskan black bear hunt. What was your reaction to that invitation?
Well, he'd gone a couple years prior to that, and, you know, I'd been sitting at home. I'd been wanting to go bad, but he went with his buddy, and he didn't get one the first few years, but he thought that maybe he had it down and was ready to take me up there and maybe could find us a couple black bears. So I was thrilled. You know, I didn't think I was going to get to go because I hadn't gone there 2 years prior, so I was floored when he asked me to go with him.
Well, now you're 16, and maybe your dad just kind of saw this as more of a rite of passage thing, that you're ready to handle a black bear hunt.
Sure, yeah, I mean, I've been hunting whitetails forever, and I guess he decided that it's time for me to go up there and get a big black bear.
Awesome. Now, your old man had gone up there 2 times before, like you mentioned, but he had never harvested a bear, right?
No, the first 2 times, I mean, he had a lot of fun and stuff, but no bears. I think the first time he went, he didn't even see one. You've got to hit it right on the right time because, you know, they're coming out of hibernation, and sometimes you know, you're not seeing any. But
so were you a little anxious that you might go all the way to Alaska, and I hear that it's God's country up there, it's beautiful, but you may not even see a bear?
Well, sure, you know, either way, it'd be a great trip, but you know, after him going 2 years before and not seeing one the first time, and then not seeing one he wanted to get the second time, I didn't really know what to expect. But I did realize it was a possibility that, you know, hey, we may not even see one that's, you know, big enough, or may not even see one at all, really.
And I read in the article in Texas Trophy Hunter magazine that the only alive bear you'd ever seen was at a Baylor football game.
Sure, that's it. We've got Baylor season tickets. We go over there to Waco and see the bear, and yeah, that's the only black bear I'd seen.
Well, we'll have to run into each other sometime at one of those games because my veins bleed green and gold, my friend.
Hey, that'd be great. That'd be great.
Well, back to your trip. So did y'all fly into Anchorage and then hop on a float plane and take that to your camp?
We flew from DFW to Seattle and then Seattle to Ketchikan, and then we got a float plane to the location we were hunting. So
y'all get set up and get out there for that first morning, and on that hunt, y'all don't actually see any shooter boars, right?
Yeah, we saw a couple, you know, a little later in the morning hunt, and we just kind of, it was beautiful, you know, to see. I mean, I'd never done anything like it, so, you know, I was having a great time no matter what, but we saw a couple that morning, and then decided it was time to go kind of rest up and get ready for the afternoon hunt and then head out then.
Well, it's got to be encouraging that you at least saw a couple bears in that morning hunt, but y'all go back to camp, get something to eat, take a nap, whatever, get ready for the afternoon hunt. And just for a little background information, what method of hunting are y'all using? Are you using a spot and stalk? Are you hunting over bait or just kind of waiting along the logging trails up there?
We didn't hunt over bait or anything like that. We were just along those logging trails because the Sitka blacktail deer up there, they have their fawns on the logging roads. And so those bears are walking the roads looking for an easy meal.
Oh, man. Well, that's the right way to do it, you know. Not that I have a problem with hunting over bait. You know, essentially that's what most Texas deer hunters do anyway, but there's just something so much more primal and just natural about going into their environment and taking them on head on, trying to outsmart them. So y'all should be proud of that.
Yeah, that's kind of how we felt afterwards because, you know, we went, we didn't have an outfitter. We went, it was just Dad and I, and then we, it was national forest land up there in Alaska. So, I mean, it was as basic as it gets.
Completely freelanced. I love that. And if I'm ever fortunate enough to have the opportunity to go on a bear hunt, that's the way that I want to do it, man. So back to day one. Y'all are now ready for the afternoon hunt. So was there a fair amount of bear activity on that hunt?
Right. We started the hunt. You know, we're going along the logging roads like usual. Sows, as soon as they see you or smell you, you know, they're out of there. They're scared. They're running off back into the woods. But we saw it, and we're like, well, you know, that's pretty quick in the hunt. We might have some luck today. And kept on the logging road, and then right in the middle of the road, big old black bear bore.
Oh, wow.
So we stop, and we're looking at him, and I've already got my rifle ready and got him in the scope. But he's coming straight for us, you know, and I don't want to take that shot because we're looking for a broadside shot on him.
And your dad reminded you of that, right?
Yeah, he's can't shoot him now, you know, wait for me to tell you. And so he's standing next to me, we're waiting on that bear, and you know, the boars, they're not scared of anything, so you know, they're not going to run off, they'll just, you know, keep walking towards you. And so I guess he started out, we saw him at about 65 yards, probably walked toward us for about 15 yards, you know, just coming right at us. And you know, we're this logging road's right in the middle of the woods, so you know, he goes off in the forest and he's gone, you know, he's not gonna get him after if he goes back in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
So finally at about 50 yards, he turns to his right and shows me his left shoulder, and as soon as I can get to see, you know, be clear to his left shoulder, I take him. And you know, I should have been waiting on Dad to tell me, you know, hey, that's a good shot, but I didn't want to risk, you know, losing him. So as soon as he showed me that left shoulder, took him.
And I'm sure your heart was just racing, huh?
Oh, man. Yeah, because, you know, like I said, the only thing I'd ever killed, you know, whitetail, mm-hmm. dove, quail, turkey, you know, not a black bear.
Mm-hmm. A very different experience, I'm sure.
Sure.
So you take the shot at about 50 yards, and now does he go down immediately, or kind of tell me what happens next?
He jumped. He jumped up in the air, and then he landed right back where he was. And then he let out this, and it was really a cool experience. He let out a bellowing roar, you know, that could be heard for miles, I'm sure, you know, because it's so quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And he lets out this roar. I guess he died within about 30 seconds.
Wow, perfectly placed shot.
Perfect shot.
And what model rifle and caliber were you using that day?
I was shooting I got it for Christmas in preparation for the bear hunt. It's a Browning A-Bolt stainless stalker. It's in 300 WSM, which is a heck of a caliber.
Mm-hmm.
And had a Bushnell Elite scope on it that I was just getting the opportunity to use and worked without fail.
Well, sounds like a nice rig indeed. So y'all approached the bear very cautiously, I'm assuming.
Well, we could see him fine. You know, it's not like we had to go run after him in the woods or anything, but we stood and kind of, you know, looked at him, you know, shook hands, you know, our congratulatory whitetail handshake, you know, after the harvest. But, you know, we kept a pretty good eye on him, you know, because you got to give those bears a little more respect when you're, you know.
Right.
You don't want them to jump up your pants leg or anything. So, you know, we waited a little bit and kind of watched him. And it was an experience, you know, because I'm wanting to get over there to him, but, you know, had to wait.
So as you approach, do y'all start getting excited? I mean, does your dad have any idea how big this bear is?
No, we had no idea, you know, because you have to keep in mind that Dad hadn't ever killed a bear. So, you know, we'd never gotten up on one really on the ground, so we didn't really know what to expect. Uh-huh. You know, we got over there to him, and we're standing over him, and I looked at Dad, and I was like, well, is he big enough? You know, because, I mean, I didn't know. And Dad looked at me, he's like, shoot, I don't know how he'd be any bigger than that. So at that time, we figured, you know, he was a decent, you know, average-sized bear. We had no idea that he was all-time Boone and Crockett.
Uh-huh. So y'all take some photos, and I'm looking at one of the photos here next to the article, and that bear's paw is twice the size of your head.
That's a big paw, isn't it?
Oh, it's huge. Just plain massive. So y'all skin the bear out, you donate the meat to a local, and then what? Does the excitement start building once the owner of your camp sees the bear?
Yeah, he's a man that lives up there, and, you know, he's bear hunted, I guess, you know, all his life, really. And some of the locals, you know, hear that I got one, and they come and look at it. And some of the older men are looking at it. You know, they're like, "Hey, that's a pretty nice bear." And, you know, when a local in Alaska tells you you got a pretty nice bear, you probably got a pretty nice bear.
No doubt.
So, but you know, the head was still wasn't cleaned up yet. So, you know, you couldn't really put a measuring stick on it yet.
Hmm.
So we didn't know. You know, it was Boone and Crockett. We knew what it would take to get Boone and Crockett, but we weren't sure. But then, you know, we measured it, the hide, and it's like 7.5 feet from its nose to its tail. So pretty big bear.
So you have this Bruin officially scored, and it comes back as the 7th highest grossing coastal black bear ever taken with a rifle.
For SCI, Safari Club International book, yes.
Wow. What a trophy, buddy.
Sure enough. And man, it was a great experience and a fun hunt and a memorable, memorable trip with Dad.
Uh-huh. And Dad turned out to be a pretty good bear guide, huh?
He did. He sure did. And he also got a bear. I guess his was, I think his bear scored 19 and 15 16ths, which is a 16th of an inch from awards Boone and Crockett. You know, they've got the two categories. Mm-hmm. So his was nearly Boone and Crockett, too. So he's a heck of a bear guide.
Well, definitely. I'll be calling him when it's time for me to get my trophy, Black Bear. Well, Wesley, congratulations on the trophy of a lifetime. You know, most of us may not ever even get to hunt black bears in Alaska. Here you are, 16 years old, with one for the record books, buddy. You may live the rest of your life and never top that.
I surely realize that, and I'm just so blessed that I was able to do that, especially at this age.
Well, you got my contact information, so let's make it a point to meet up sometime at a Baylor football game this season.
Sure, I'd like that. And Robert Griffin sure looks good, doesn't he?
Oh, it's good to have him back.
No doubt.
Wow, what a nice kid. And very well spoken, by the way. Really enjoyed talking with Wesley about the black bear hunt of a lifetime. Alaska is definitely high on my priority list of places that I'd like to visit, trophy black bear or not. We're about out of time this morning, but a reminder once again, y'all keep sending me your best outdoor photos. Send your pics to cablewaco@yahoo.com. Every entry is entered into our Photo of the Month contest. Monthly winners will win a year subscription to Lone Star Outdoor News and have their photo displayed on my homepage. And of course, every monthly winner will be entered into our grand prize photo of the year contest, where we'll be giving away a trophy whitetail or wild boar hunt. Coming up next week, we'll visit with Army Bass Anglers founder and president, Major Cody Robertson. Also, it's been confirmed that legendary bow hunter Fred Eichler will join the show, as well as Hall of Fame hurler Nolan Ryan, current team president of your Texas Rangers. So be looking forward to a little hunting and ranching talk with Nolan. He was one of my heroes growing up, and so I'm really looking forward to that interview. Of course, thanks once again to this week's guests, Robbie Byers, the executive director of CCA Texas, also Chum Lee from Pawn Stars, and of course, Wesley Brown, who just told us about his trophy black bear hunt in Alaska. Thanks to all of our sponsors for making this show possible, because without them, this show does not stay on the air, so we sincerely appreciate each and every one of you. Thanks to you, the listener, for being a part of the Lone Star Outdoors show. Until next time, I'm Cable Smith saying y'all have a great week in the outdoors.
I am missing you as the sun is setting on me. I think I'll crank up my pickup for San Antonio. And there ain't enough dance halls in Texas to keep my heart.
heart and mind occupied. I'm trying it all the time. Hey, I'm out there every night, and my truck has seen some miles to find the words to write this song to get me back on top of where I belong. Well, I'm not over you yet, I must be having fun all wrong.
Outdoor Pro Shops is Dallas's oldest and largest full-line archery shop. Come set up a new bow or change the strings or fine-tune an older bow on our indoor range. We carry a full line of compound and traditional bows in the following brands: Matthews, Mission, Hoyt, Elite, Struthers, Martin, and PSC. Outdoor Pro Shops has it all. Free setup and lesson when you buy a bow. Stop by and tell us you heard this ad and save 10% off any bow sight or 20% off any Black Creek bow case or backpack. Visit us at www.outdoorproshops.com or call 972-414-1969.